Online Podcast, April 8th, 2005. Hello everyone, hello everyone. Welcome to my studio podcast. Okay, the mixer's still broken. Sorry to say that, mixer's still broken. For some reason, the first input and the second input is broken. And today, okay, this is you can probably still hear the buzz, the electric buzz that you can hear from that buzz. I don't know, I might just process it. I put a gate or something on this track so that you won't hear it, because it's really bugging me. Ugh, but I'm going to talk over that, so. Okay, this is the noise that I get from my... If you have any clue why my mixer is doing that, first and second input is doing that. Third input, totally fine. And there's nothing plucked into the first and second input right now. So, at least I can still use the third and the fourth mic input. To hook up my second microphone if I have a guest here in the studio, or hook up my telephone when I need to make a phone conversation with my guests. You know, I have a really good idea, and I really need to talk to the person that I have this idea for. I have a very good friend named Henry, and he is a... that's a very good friend of mine, my college roommate, and he lives in San Francisco. And I would like to see if he's interested in actually making a little segment for me, and just a little bit about stuff that's going on in San Francisco, gay or not, just, you know, things. Just like my show, you know? And so I might be talking to him about that, and what I really like him to do is just don't have to, because I know he doesn't deal with all the electric, you know, the electronic stuff, and he just doesn't like to, you know, do gadgets if he can, I think. And so, you know, but he has a phone, so I have a comment line, right? So he can call the comment line, and actually the sound doesn't sound very good, but at least he can give us a little report on what's going on in San Francisco. And, you know, he loves movies, and he always goes to different movies. Maybe we can have him do a little movie review for us. And especially in San Francisco, you know, you get more movies out there than here in the Moonies, here in Kansas City. Anyway, so the show today is very unconventional. First of all, I was not planning to do a show. I was so not planning to do a show. I came down into my Studio A, which is my studio, to check out the, to get the serial number on my mixer so that I can call up the manufacturer and see if it's still covered by the warranty. But my problem is I have no idea where my receipt is now. It's been at least, you know, 8 or 10 months now since I have the mixer, so I don't really know where the receipt is, and I think I might have purchased it off of eBay also. So, and you know, parts of it still work, just that first two inputs, so, you know, that suck. But anyway, it's very unconventional. I wasn't planning to do the show, and all of a sudden, I'm here trying out this different things, you know, different hookups, and to see if I can actually get this to work. And it kind of sort of does, except for the little buzz, which I thought maybe was always there anyway, but I'm not sure. So if I talk over it, you probably won't realize it, so I won't stop talking. And blah, 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 blah. So I was talking, and then I open up Skype, and I know that my mom usually gets on Skype around this time. I got broadband for them when I was in Malaysia, and they have been turning on their computer and turn on Skype almost every single day. And sometimes, you know, we don't turn it on, but because of the whole daylight saving thing, I never can figure it out whether now it's daylight saving time or it's daylight saving time is off. I cannot figure that out. You know, I'm still trying to keep it straight by knowing you know, spring forward and fall backward, or with spring forward, fall back, something like that, to remember which way to switch. But anyway, because of the daylight savings, we are now 13 hours behind Malaysian time instead of 14 hours. So for instance, their noon time is when they usually come back from their lunch. And so it would be about 10 o'clock here, which is, you know, a good time for me to come back from work. And then I turn the computer on. Sometimes they're on, so we chat. And it's been a little bit tough because it's about 11 o'clock before I can actually get onto the computer and chat with them. So, and because I've been so busy, I, you know, kind of miss a few nights chatting with them. So tonight was the first night I get to, you know, catch up with my mom. And while I was doing that, you know, we were just chatting, and I told my mom, you know, I'm just going to test out my equipment, so don't, you know, we'll just talk and turn on Skype, and if she hears me, I'll talk, and if, you know, she'll talk back if she's around. So we were chatting for a while, and then all of a sudden, Madge Weinstein, my beloved Madge Weinstein, called. And she called, and of course, I sent her that little and ending segment of yesterday's show to her, saying that, you know, the whole mahjong thing, and we say oi also, and are you oi and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so she called me, and then, you know, caught me by surprise. I just happened to have all my system hooked up in a way where I can actually have my iRevert recording. Of course, I was too stupid to record the conversation, so I only started recording the conversation at the very almost at the approach the second half of our conversation, or toward the end of the conversation. If you want, I probably won't play the entire conversation. I'll probably just play a little bit of it. But if you want to listen to the conversation, you should tune into. Well, you should download East. Radio.com. Go to yeastradio.com and download the show. And I think it should be dated April 8th also. Okay, I'm talking too long. So, but anyway. And then after that, I got so excited. I was so happy that she called, blah, blah, blah. And then I went back to the conversation with my mom, and we chatted for a while. And since I haven't really done any shows in Hokkien or in any of the Chinese dialects, I thought I'll just leave the conversation with my mom on there. And because, and let's see, I can quickly sum up what we talked about, per the request. And I think it's a great idea, a suggestion from our very new listener, Eric. Eric, by the way, thank you for voting for me again on, Podcast Alley. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I probably have a total of 10 listeners right now, including my mom. I probably have more than that, but I like to think of you as only you. If, you know, I'm just talking to you, that one person that you're listening to the show. And so I'm actually recording the beginning of the front end of the show at the back end. It doesn't matter. You don't know. You wouldn't realize. So you will. What you'll hear next is the conversation that I had with the conversation that I had with Madge Weinstein, as well as my mom at the very end. And is that all? Oh, by the way, I have a new logo up. I was just sitting in my office, and then I thought I'd be creative and do something new for my icon that I use for the my podcast, online podcast. What was that noise? That online podcast. So, did it beep? My iRiver. But anyway, where was I? I was at work, and then I was, you know, thinking about a new logo for my online podcast, since the one that I'm using right now, it was really done late at night. I was just trying to get it up. And so I spent a little time creating on a little cute bug, and I hope you like it. If you haven't seen it, you should visit my blog. Now it's a good time for you to visit my blog and go over to, if I can remember, my own blog. Oh yeah, it's online.johnong.com. And I realize you can also just type in johnong.com and then just click on the whatever that online square, that blue square. Just click on that and you will get to my blog, or just go directly to online.johnong.com. Okay. And so you'll see the new logo. Anyway, so I think that's about it, and I'll play the clip that I recorded earlier, and thank you again for, and Chris, you're very observant. Chris was the first one who emailed me that, oh, is that the new logo? You are very good. I think you caught it within 3-4 hours of me posting it. So that was really good of you. And but most of all, thank you for all your support. But I'm going to say that, you know, at the end of the show, blah, blah, blah. And so I want to welcome my cousin also, Anat, in... Oh, shit, I forgot it again. Seremban. She's not... Ooh, you probably heard that too, because you hear all the whole system sound from my computer. But anyway, that was my iTunes finishing converting something to AAC format, because I listen to so many podcasts a day, and sometimes I just couldn't finish one, and I like to be able to bookmark that particular podcast, and that happens to be Feast of Fools April 8th podcast. All right. So at least my studio is back. You are actually listening to me in the studio, so that's good. And I will try to see if I can solve the little buzzing that I can hear right now in my ear. You know, it bugs me. But maybe, you know, after converting that into MP3, blah, 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 it might go away. Whatever. So take a listen to this, and then, no, I need to do, okay, yeah, anyway, oh my gosh, I just went off the chart here. Eric, the new listener, suggested that I should do a little translation at the very end of the conversation, at least, to, find out what, you know, if you don't speak Hokkien, or if you don't speak, any other Chinese dialects, you can at least still understand what I'm talking about. So, oh Jesus. So, something just fell. And I thought that's a good idea, so I will do the same thing. I'm gonna tell you because I recorded this segment before after the conversation, so I can actually tell you. So when you listen to the, I'm going to give you a brief summary of what the conversation that my mom and I were talking about. We were talking about, you'll probably catch the English phrases here and there. We were talking about, now I have to do that by memory, okay? We were talking about somebody was calling her, their cordless phone's not working, and my dad's trying to fix it, and we also talk about one of her friends going to cruises, and she really enjoyed going to cruises, and whether or not she's going to Israel or Jerusalem. And she said that she wants to go somewhere that's more relaxing rather than somewhere that she needs to, you know, walk a lot and do a lot of, you know, work. So we were talking about going to cruises, and one of her friends has been to a couple, I think one of the Mediterranean ones and another one in Alaska or something like that. And it's so expensive, so we said that, you know, if she wins the lottery and she'll take me there, and if I, well, meet Bruce and I and my brother and maybe Eric too, and all of us, meaning all of us, and if she wins the lottery and she'll take all of us to go to a cruise, and if I win the lottery and I'll take all of them to the cruise as well, but the sad thing is I don't buy any of those lottery ticket thingy, so anyway, so that's kind of like in a nutshell of what we talked about. So when you hear the conversation in Hokkien, you can maybe kind of follow along. Usually I would be doing this translation at the very end, right? But because this whole show is really unplanned and unconventional, blah, 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 blah. Oh, gosh, I'm tired. I repeat myself so much that I'm doing the translation right now. So you can probably find a few pieces of English here and there thrown in, just like Eric mentioned that we do that. So, I 要讲几句广东话啦吓呢度。就各位听众大家好。如果你系我哋有个听众叫你名叫做 Eric 噶，佢同我讲佢系喺夏威夷长大嘅。咁又识得听又通常系有讲广东话同埋唔知乜咗，唔记得咗啲第啲方言啦吓。咁我都识广东话，不过咧，你而家听紧啦吓，我广东话就有少少，唔系少少，有好多啲马来西亚杂音啊。我朋友通常香港嘅朋友都同我讲，哇，你广东话讲得都唔错啦，不过有少少嗰啲马来西亚啲杂音，冇所谓啦，你听得明就掂啦，系嘛？咁呢个系第一次啊，从来都未试过用广东话做节目嘅。今日又特别啲啦吓。咁如果你系中意我用广东话做节目嘅话，我可能会做多啲节目用广东话。我有个朋友喺三藩市 （San Francisco） 我可能会叫佢都系有识讲广东话，不过佢广东话都好渣噶啦。因为佢系读英文学嘅，所以佢嘅广东话系少少走歪音嘅，好似我嘅咁啦。不过仲渣过我添啊，可能哎呀杀我佢。好啦，咁如果你中意嘅话就写封 email 俾我啦吓，同我讲你中意呢个广东话嘅节目，可能我第二次会做几个广东话节目都得啦。好啦，而家太迟啦，而家呢个 show 啊，逐到成个钟头啦，而家好啦，唔录啦，就系咁啦吓。So there you go, that was my little segment in Cantonese. Oh gosh, now I have to interpret that and summarize that. I pretty much said that if you like this is the first time doing a show in Cantonese because of Eric and he speaks Cantonese, and therefore I'm going to try something in Cantonese. And if you like the Cantonese show, you can email me and tell me that you like the Cantonese show. Maybe I'll do a few more shows in Cantonese. Okay. So the dialect that I usually use is Hokkien, and what I just spoke was Cantonese. So if you want like country to associate that with, Hokkien is very close, not exactly, but very close to Taiwanese. So you know Taiwan, it's very close to Taiwanese. And then Cantonese is very popularly used in Canton, China, as well as in Hong Kong. So, and a lot of like Canadian Chinatowns would, you know, use that too. And even here in San Francisco and everywhere else. So, there you go. Take a listen to the recording that I did a little bit earlier.
Well, I say that easily because, you know, I'm feeling okay right now.
You are?
Well, I'm feeling fine, you know, but there are down days, and I think you're probably experiencing one of those.
Oh.
Don't you think? Or is it because of that one email?
I think it's a combination. I feel like it's just, you know, I'm a sensitive lesbian, so, and my brain chemistry is sensitive, you know, and I take the Zoloft and I don't get much sleep. And it's like, sometimes it's a bit much, you know, because I know that someday I'll be able to do this for a living. But for now I have a full-time job and I have this, which is, it's pretty much another full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is all I do. I'm either working or I'm podcasting or I'm doing the videos and,
I can understand.
You know, and I'm not complaining. I'm very happy with my life. But every once in a while, I need a Calgon take me away.
I'll be happy to do that.
What?
Take you away.
Oh, that's nice.
Just go out for a fun time.
And have a lesbian.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I have lots of lesbian friends.
Okay.
Lesbians like me.
And you're right near where William S. Burroughs is from, you know.
Who?
William S. Burroughs.
Who is he?
He is a very wonderful author who died maybe, 6 years ago?
I'm sure my partner knows about
him. I think I'm going to play some Lydia Lunch. I've got her in the background. I think I want to put her in the foreground.
Okay.
So I'm feeling a little better. Thank you very much for pepping me up.
Oh, you're welcome. You're great. You're great.
Thank you. And I will be emailing you soon.
Okay.
John.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
You too, John. Bye.
Smile.
That's pushing it.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh my god, that was Madge Weinstein calling me. I didn't even... Oh, I should have asked her if I should, if I can actually use this. I am listening to myself because I was doing some tests, messing with my broken mixer, and I was connecting my setup slightly differently, and Madge called. Can you imagine that? Oh, I'll be on her show, and I was so unprepared, and I sounded like I was dumb. Maybe I am dumb. But anyway, so it was fun. You're going to have to check out her show to find out what happened. And of course, you know, I say essentially, oi, that kind of, you know, expression, you know, oi. And I mentioned on my earlier show, and you know, you heard it probably from my earlier show of saying, just the last show, saying that it's like something that Jewish people and China, maybe Asian people share. I cannot quite tell whether it's Chinese or actually a mixture of Chinese and Malaysian and all that. So I'm not sure. So, but anyway, it's really great that she called, and she wasn't feeling too good, as you can hear. I should have hit record all the way from the beginning, but I didn't do that. I was stupid. So anyway, I'm gonna go back to my conversation with my mom, since I haven't really done anything in Hokkien for a while. So I'm gonna resume the call. Hello?
Hello, Tan Dep. Wow, John Di Kong. Wow, Belkin.
Belkin, I'm going to talk to you. Wow,
I'm going to talk to you. Tan Dep.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you.
Come on, it's empty.
Sounds
okay. What's the knowledge? Who see you? You want to see my young knowledge? Okay.
No,
I'm a baby. Sujing. Mom, child. Sujing. Mom, child. Sujing,
child. Sujing, child.
Siêu chính mẹ con
Siêu chính sẽ mẹ Siêu chân mà Siêu lì à chân lì à
Bác sẵn sâu sâu
trồng Chúng ta bị xí hóa kỳ xí hóa chẳng ếng Đã biết có biết lộ hóa tí tỏ tí tỏ
Anh mẹ cơ lộ Có thịt cơ lộ
bì Sâu trồng cái mẹ chuẩn trồng
Nói con siêu chính mà mà chỉ sâu trồng
Mẹ xinh à tí tỏ tí tỏ Siêu chân
老何呢,提個案,哎呀,老何,老何,我沒看過,I slow,沒看過,你。哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,哦,
你啊，不的，Finorella。
我怕落雨了，顶未算的，啊，伊要来看，嗯，熟看伊，然后，然后咯，一坐人排队要去看啊，阿丽，接了车上面，好咯，哎呦，好咯，你真的影响个那几人吼，哦，你就好好归家咯，什么就扛了，什么就伊讲。 也是学今天学人去，伊上摆伊个伊人被砍，伊就是来准备伊个 funeral
咋？是啊啦，哎呦，所以人就砍落了，无法了啦，系啊。啊，对啊，无法了，就俾搞搞啊，搞搞啊，你究竟搞搞这边啊，都
OK 啊，别个在笑我的姐啦，嗯。
正直了。他带了那些椅子了吗？
郭太太
啊，我让你神父啊，一集集落后去，一人六千，去以色列，无耶路撒冷，对啦，耶路撒冷是几多啊？
耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷哈，
嗯，
耶路撒冷嘛是个以色列想，
想哦，
嗯，就剪个乱咯，
你叫我去啊？嗯。
接入去啊？
零点六呢？哈，
啊那，
六千，六千啊！只人，
你未去咩？我六你未去咩？
冇啦，我冇去。
冇，我刚才说六六你未去咩？
冇啦，未去啊。唔系啦，是我哋话去路德。哈哈哈哈
哈！路德。
冇啦，未去啦，未去，未去呢，红叶同金老了。有时办事了，讲有对英英是去坐船，
啊，去 cruise 啊，
坐船吃，免惊去 cruise。
嗯，啊，老人家这是，
人家老了嘛去旅行了啦，都去旅行，吃超老本啊，都去旅行，我都惊啦，对啊，咩咩，那坐船的是 relax 啊，平平好好，朋友去哪，平平去只拍 call， 爽啊，
嗯，
呀，
嗯，
拍 call 嘛。relax，
你去吃。攞个面包咩？冷点都唔少借过呀。
哦，唔玩只包。
特别狂精，而家冇成啦吓。
啊？
食冰面而家冇成咧。
食冰碗啊！食讲我去红叶，咪食冇成咯。我睇见两去嘅去攞沙包咯，路。养一队朋友去，好吃。哎呦！知道伊是去这个，前摆是阿拉斯加的哦，然后前摆是伊去别的嘛，什么Mediterranean 还是倒？
哦，
去这个不是阿拉斯加来了，去 Europe 那边还是倒那边呀？
哦，贵哟！
我帮你问啊，这边去贵啊，我帮你问啊，
花掉白表了？
买了个倒去本来，啊，掉白表钱。
这个
在路上了。啊，
对
对。啊，我，那些人借借米，他，无，阿拉我冇咩，你阿无，马来西亚就借所在 IQ 摊起的，但物件硬硬是哦。
嗯。
这边马来西亚就借 Q relax resort 啦，我那个爸爸讲 Q resort 贵几，但那便宜便宜贵贵百块呢哈。
我唔係見過喺新加坡嘅，新加坡唔是新加坡，我喺新加坡去邊印尼嘅島，講叫做咩啊？講訂到個高企啊！誒，點
解高高
啊？啊，阿咪阿咪阿咪啊！即係即係爽啊嘛，聽未似講，即係 relaxing 嘅。
爽
啲，
危險
咪先？危險，都危險。我喺新加坡嚟嘛，應該是比較危險啦。新加坡人點企？
啊，
個個人點樣咪去咯？嚇，咩啊咩啊，我特別記起啊，邊單咧？邊單還是邊單？唔知係咪？係啊，什麼特色嚟咪？
嗯，
邊單又唔知？
你
是借嚟收嚟㗎？嚇，你要卡貴嘢，我哋卡啊，本嚟貴嘢本啊，看路邊去，就看一陣時想去下邊想 SPA 嚟看。去好了 massage 啊，什麼？然後你咪見咯。
我
的 massage
就是
人去，人
往去，
去台湾吸气，嗬。我明觉系吓，合仔吓。定到往去时，我 Kabuki 上地是咪是？我系多嘅，即系创，即系搞边嘅。阿伟去 hotel 就创去咧 massage 成日，吉爽嚟咯，哟，吉便宜一个计估喎。
人就到桥，人就到桥嚟 hotel 嚟，住嚟住住啊，布尼啊，一边企到一间 hotel massage 20块呢。
呀，
嚟 hotel 啦，
20块就估，结婚证啊。
20块，20点钟，系咩结婚证？
咩
20点钟啊？
20块，20点钟咩？
我哋先嚟，嗯，你老公 massage 过嚟。
我嘛傻傻，係啦，我知啊。特別我是企業會嘅，我個搞社卡，咧佢時候我話你想你
你能你射真情山呢？这是啊，那个啊啊啊啊，等等个国姑娘往做噶，即系过十块系哦，四过十块 ，ringgit 啦。我是办几件事，吓唔理说你。剩一事呢，我冇咩意见啊。
唔记得。你要借住住，但系打麻是企嘢啊，布呢啊。
啊。
打佢合仔度去 massage， 去办事啦，你叫佢 hotel 嘛。有个太太啦，两个人问 massage， 你话买我几？
你几厘咩？你惊几厘咩？啊。是惊人动咯几厘？
人动啊几厘嘛？人动啊就几厘嘛？
呵呵呵，你阿杜呢？阿你叫咯？我哋是搞事啊！阿你阿杜嘅呀？你在叫你一只卡子，但你个只还是原来叫你超呢？叫你卡呢？阿你哋又爽，啪啪啪啪啪！
你真系乱
咯！叫个叫乱出来，
你话唔敢咯？
咩啦？
人家 delay 啊，
简直是有 delay 呢，简直是有 delay 呢，讲话。
是。
嗯，你写个版呢 ？response 哈。嗯。
是 computer 是吧？
唔该，唔是啊。
唔知我冇拉伸。
我拉伸就录个版呢。
是。
嗯。
啊，听到未？
有我是听到我的机声，佮听到较慢。
我无啦删掉啊！特别录录较慢回答我，困啊！
嗯，我咪困啊！
我爸爸就试试哈。哎，家长无啊？一跳掉去啊！
谁？
安奈呢？谁了？
你？我没看到
啊！只叫 Nike 啦，搞啦，走去解只狗奸啦，去搞贵根柱，去搞你把毒嘞拖我贵贵叻咩啊？好似系我就是西，攞我俾拍完啦，老婆，我就是西边嘅做嚟拨，乜你真是咧拖，你真拖贵运贵运嚟拖啊？你而家系嫁接嚟，嫁接喺度度家贵拖卡刷嘅了拖嘅了，一贱咯，一追世界。我嘅剪，後面咪叫佢撬入嚟，一定撬你邊嗰啲泵 tree 泵咪設立設立嚟啦，一定啲花啦，喺度後面就跳起話，哇！卡咩就假啦，就卡咩針入嚟做，踢得吹吹又有幾多下？
人真係吹你剪，
啲死人 ，OK， 哦，吹剪咯，哎呦，你佢咧？
嗯 ，OK，
把只架，
爸爸唔是咁俾我看啊？
嗯。
爸爸不是今天給我看啊，你真沒
看啊，別看啊，我心喂沒啦，他經常說啊，看啊，看他幾天就不怕啊，一剪的，一群人剪的，嗯，
他
們有聲啊，還沒有聲啊，我覺得沒插
手，就是你點
啊，開啊，爸爸就去做一边看柜 ，wiring 一边看柜接电话，伊做这里还没拖啊，伊也多
听。哦，看去了。
巧好是到地外口去了，伊讲伊这 godless 边去外口也多听下，你知？
啊。
听下多听啊。啊。啊，了伊看，我就看那里 wire 一个上底，一个长柜头，了都夹子位去夹一条，了伊讲伊边看呐，了边了啥做来做去啥未记
贵。嗯。
都啦，冇揸掉，冇揸，就煞未讲起。
我要 battery 用个了起啊啦 ，battery 用个了起啊。
哦，冇亏，
我冇亏也用，也用当然用。
当然未用，当然要揸
掉。要揸掉，系啦 ，battery 用个了。
你只股咩？冇亏只股啊？
我也吹咗，
但系但系啲做，
我也吹过，我 testing 咗都系。
咪今日都喺度睇下点对啊？
嗯，
冇咩用，所以唔制咯。
嗯，
有冇用人四等上时系咪嚟咋
？handphone，
有阵时 handphone 咯。
阿美咪少，阿美咪少。
啊？是啊。 系咪好似阿咩嗰啲拍角嚟啊？
系咯，拍角拍角嘅啊，嗯。美国讲你
叫咩啊？
好啦，定住都好拜个啊名嘛，哇！我拜个啊名嘛，你而我妈仔妈仔冇扎起，我拜个拜啦冇更嘛，拜啦都讲未起啊，这里位置不特别加嘛，然后咪是冇咩咯，冇得扎困咯。然后我妈仔爱包嗰啲去，哎咩咩嘅蛋，等我嗰个蛋。你不我们在跟你去敲瓜 practice 敲瓜个，哎哈，就是黄衣子来哈。
搞音乐呀？
哈，搞音乐，我拜六敲，然后我拜
个，
啊，我只是听的。哦。嗯，然后我妈在去练敲瓜。
拜六
妈在练，然后拜六敲。
然后 weather 好咧，等于。
啊，其实个零淡薄六十几度呢。
我拜六
敲。哈，不管就零一。
六十。OK 啦，哈，嚟就幾多貴 ？OK 啦，我大兵我貴，我下個月大兵我就貴，一次知道滯喎。
嗯，
我就幾多 bit 叻啊？
是啊。
OK 啦
，OK 啦，嗯，你把自己講。
把自己應該我虧我都嚇，不然你話虧嘛，打你咯。
OK
啊。
啊 ，OK。
OK， 拜拜。
拜。
拜。
Okay, you can probably still hear a little bit of, like a little buzz in the background. I can hear it in my headphone, exactly like how you can hear it, so, I have to apologize for that. Just a little buzz from the power, I guess. Okay, I'm gonna turn my microphone off to see if that's that. Yeah, you can hear that buzz in the back, that's very annoying. Okay, I turned down the mid-range equalizer. And of course, you know, that I don't like the sound quality, sounded kind of muffled. So, anyway, so this is, I don't know when I'm going to post this show, probably Saturday or something like that, I don't know, you know, if I even want to post it, but anyway, I will talk to you guys later. I have been chatting with, I've been listening to Wanda Wisdom's show, and I really like it. And so anyway, I'm gonna stop the show now because I mean, you know, I'm feeling like I'm talking like crap. But anyway, I keep saying anyway. Shut up. Ow, that hurt. you know, something. Somebody was talking to Madge Weinstein, Madge's friend or something like that. Oh yeah, it was that Mrs. Whatever. And she mentioned that the reason why she likes Madge Weinstein's shows are because she likes the shows is because she feels like Madge talks to the audience and not just rambled about herself, but she actually talks to you, like, and that really gave me an idea on why a certain show is intimate and why other shows are just reporting information. And of course, if it is an informative show, of course it, you know, it needs to give you information. But honestly, my show is definitely not an informative show. I just pretty much tell you about me, and I pretty much tell you about what's going on with me, and I kind of like feel like I'm talking to you. And I hope you feel that. I'm not sure. I hope that you get that kind of a feeling when I actually talk to you, that I'm actually is talking to you, that one person right there. So if you have that feel, if you feel like that's the case, of course, I mean, giving a little bit of feedback wouldn't be bad. And since I think it was probably one of my listeners, Chris, probably said that the reason why he finds the show interesting is because I keep trying new things. There's no set format as of yet, so I just keep doing new things and try out site sound seeing tour thing and do you know different kinds of podcasting. So you know I try my best. I just feel like I like this whole process of doing the show, and so I will just do the show and share it with you. And the best thing is, I used to play this and used to have to force my friend Quang Han to listen to it. Well, I don't really talk like that. It was more like I'm gonna play a few songs, and so if you call in and you know request a song, then I'll play that for you. And you know, who are you gonna dedicate the song to, and all that kind of stuff. And I would, you know, like force him to play that with me. Oh, this is really stupid, but I actually gave David, my friend, this microphone, which is an FM microphone where you can tune into an existing frequency, and actually the microphone would actually come through the radio. So I bought him that microphone, and then I have him come over to my place with that microphone that I bought him so that I can play DJ while I make him listen to the show. Isn't that sad? Oh, I was such a bad person, but I liked it. That's why I'm doing this. So I guess that's about it. It's been going on for almost about 30 minutes now, and I'll probably put this show together. I don't know. We'll see. It was like kind of started right in the middle of the conversation with Madge Weinstein, so I don't know how to piece this piece together. Anyway, but thank you for listening, and welcome if you're a new listener, and I would love to hear from you whether or not you are, how did you find out about the show? Did you find out through Madge Weinstein's show or Feast of Fools or any other shows, Open Podcast, for instance? So if you can just drop me an email at online, @gmail.com and or call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN, and that would be really awesome. Well, that's not awesome. I hate the word awesome and I'm using it. That would be really great. Okay. Alright, I'll talk to you another time. Alright, take care. Goodbye.